My name is Rob Murray. I am 40 years old. Today is October 30th, 2019, and I'm speaking with Linda, who is my mom, and we are recording this in Homer Glen, Illinois. Mom, are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today?
Yes.
Ooh. Yes, I think when I was a little girl, my mom and dad lived in an integrated neighborhood in Chicago, and I was on a really busy street, but they had the apartment that they lived in had a wonderful backyard, and I used to spend a lot of time in the garden,
okay,
talking to the trees and in nature.
Was there anybody else that you talked to?
I was an only child. My imaginary friends were with me.
Who?
But my mom spent a lot of time in the garden with me. So that was she had a lot of impact on my life.
Was that in the house that you guys lived in, or was that an apartment?
That was in the apartment. I think living in the apartment on Halsted Street was the one that impacted my life the most.
Didn't you have a neighbor that lived by you guys that you always talk about?
Mrs. Esco. She was our landlady, and she was like my grandmother, because my mother's mother was in Europe, and I never met her.
What's like one positive story you remember about Mrs. Esco?
Oh, my goodness. Mrs. Esco used to come in the morning before she went downstairs to work, because they owned a tailor shop. And Mrs. Esco used to come in, sit at the kitchen table with my mom and me and have a cup of coffee before she went to work. And she was kind of a stout woman, but she always looked very nice. And she used to fold her hands and sit them on her tummy. And I just visualize her sitting by the back door with her hands folded on her stomach.
So she would just come over in the morning and
Yeah, she just walked down to our apartment. They lived in the apartment building too, because they own the building. So we had the apartment right next door to them. And she would just saunter down and spend some time at the kitchen table. I used to love that.
Can you describe one of your happiest memories?
Probably one of my happiest memories. Well, I have more than one. But I think marrying Dad was a very happy memory for me. And I remember leaving the wedding reception and then going to the airport, going to Midway Airport. And we stayed at a hotel, and I never stayed at a hotel before, and I never flew on an airplane prior to that.
You never stayed at a hotel before your wedding night?
No, never.
That seems crazy to me. And this was,
1971.
What year did you graduate from college?
1971.
And what?
December of 1971, and then we got married in February of 71.
So, back then, was it when people would, you left the wedding reception and went straight to on your honeymoon?
Yep. Yeah.
So, what time did you leave the wedding reception?
We probably left the wedding reception around midnight and then got to the hotel around 1 or so. And then we had an early flight in the morning. Maybe it wasn't a Midway. It might have been O'Hare.
How did Dad propose to you?
I remember the dress I had on. It was Christmas Eve. And we had already gone and looked at rings and stuff. But he got all dressed up on Christmas Eve. And then I got dressed up and he came to the house. He knew my mom and dad weren't going to be home. I forget they went to a neighbor's or something. But he came over to my house and he got down on his knee and he proposed to me in front of the Christmas tree.
And
He was a lot more romantic back then, believe it or not.
Did we take the romance out of him?
I don't know. I think I beat it out of him. I don't know.
And were you guys engaged for over a year? Did you get married that February? Because you got married February 7th?
Yeah, we got married in February 6th, 1971. When did we get married? Yeah. 2000. We got married on February 6th, 1971. But we got engaged the year before that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he had asked my dad for permission to marry me. And my dad said, that's fine as long as she finishes college.
And, so you guys got married while you were, like, right before you graduated college then?
Yeah, we got married in February, and I graduated in, I graduated in December, I think. And December of 70.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I graduated early from college.
What was the first job you had out of college?
The first job I had out of college was a teaching job in the city in an all-black school called Thomas J. Higgins, which I started, actually, when I worked for the city, I started as a substitute teacher. So then after I worked as a sub, I subbed at a school called Thomas J. Higgins, which was first through fifth grade. No, it was through eighth grade. It was a elementary school and a middle school combined. But anyway, they offered me a job in fifth grade because they had an opening.
Where did you and Dad live at that time, like right after you got married?
When we got married, we actually had a really nice apartment in Oaklawn. They had just built the building. And it was a three-story building, and we were on the first floor. That's how I was able to smuggle the cat that I had in.
Did you and Dad, you didn't live together before you got married?
No, we just had the apartment. We had the apartment for like a couple months, and I think Dad might have stayed there.
Oh.
Yeah. In those days, you didn't live together unless you were married or something, or people would beat you over the head with a bat.
Right. You were living in sin.
Yeah, right.
What do you feel most grateful for in your life?
Seriously, I feel my kids are I'm certainly grateful for having married Dad so that I could have three children, but it's my three kids that I'm the most happy about and grateful for. I was just writing about that in my journal the other day.
Well, what about us?
I think of each of you in a different way. I think of one of you as kind of a mini me who really kind of thinks along the same patterns I have that I do, and I think of one of you as a kind of my soul spirit, and I think of one of you as my my spirit that always keeps me in line. Who's who, you might ask?
How has your life been different than what you might have imagined when you were little?
Good question. I think my life is different because I don't think I really thought this far ahead when I was little. I thought about being a teacher. I actually thought about being a nun. And I also thought about being a nurse. And then I thought about being a teacher. But my life has been, you know, has changed a lot, especially with having you three kids. You've brought a lot of like dimension to my life.
For your great great grandchildren listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom that you would want to pass on to them? And what would you want them to know?
Ooh, I think the one thing I think that all children need to know is to love nature. And I think that through my kids, through you kids, I can see in my grandchildren, which makes me like the happiest today, that my grandkids are just so loving and humorous. They have a wonderful sense of humor and creativity, and I see that in each and